Mishnah Hey, Kol HaKelim HaNitonim B'Shabbos, all utensils which are allowed to be used and taken on Shabbos, Shivrehen, they're broken pieces, meaning if it broke, then Nitolin Imahen, they can also be taken with them, or by themselves, whatever the case may be. If, for example, you have a bowl which broke, whether the bowl broke before Shabbos or on Shabbos, one can still use those. They are not considered muktzah, the broken pieces, as long as they can still do some sort of work, as long as they're still useful for something, then they remain considered a kli, and they are not muktzah. For example, shivri ariv are broken pieces of a mixing bowl, which was used for dough. If you can still use a broken piece of that, lachasas b'hanes piachovis, to cover the mouth of a barrel, to use it as a lid of a barrel, so it's still considered to be a kli, and therefore it is not muktzah. Or shivri zechuchis, a broken part of a glass container, a glass jug or something. If you can still use it, lachasas b'hanes piapach, to cover with it the opening of a jug, you can still use it as a covering, and it's still considered a kli, and therefore not muktzah. Rabbi Yehuda says, and Rabbi Yehuda is only arguing on a case where the kli broke on Shabbos itself. Now, one of the forms of muktzah, quite a severe form of muktzah, is known as noilod. Noilod refers to something which either didn't exist before Shabbos came in, or that it didn't exist in this state when Shabbos came in. It had a totally different use and purpose when Shabbos came in. Something like that is muktzah and cannot be moved. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if at the time that Shabbos came in, you had a mixing bowl which was whole, and the purpose of that was to hold dough, for example, if it then breaks on Shabbos, it's all very nice that you can use this piece of broken mixing bowl to cover a barrel, but that is a totally different use and a totally different purpose to what the mixing bowl was used for when it was whole at the time that Shabbos came in. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that is considered to be neilod, and it would be muktzah. Meaning Rabbi Yehuda saying, it could be that it's still considered a kli, because it has a use, but that doesn't help us because the use is different to its original use, and therefore it's considered neilod, and therefore cannot be moved. Rather, says Rabbi Yehuda, if it gets broken on Shabbos itself, only if it can still do something similar to its original use, only then is it not considered neilod and can be moved. For example, going back to the two previous examples of the Mishnah, shivri ariva, broken pieces of a mixing bowl, you can only still use those lotzuk l'seichon mikpa, to pour into it some sort of very thick soup, possibly a type of porridge, so that is a similar use to what it was used for originally, to hold dough. Now it is holding a different type of food, mishal zechuchis, and broken pieces of a glass cup or a glass jug or something like that, you can still use it lotzuk l'seichon shemen, to pour some oil into it, but if it can't be used to hold anything like that, rather it can only be used for a totally different and new use, then it is considered neilod and cannot be moved.